One of the things we've been doing for a lot of people is creating new brands, because something that you want to remember with TV and radio is you want to keep your brand very memorable and you want to make it to where you can't confuse it with anything else.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brand damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo, your host of The Naked Truth about real estate investing. Today, I got Darren. How do you pronounce your last name?
Nobody gets it right, man. I thought you were going to be the first.
I was going to say, dame, because I read Spanish, but it can't be dame because
no, it's Danny. It's not Spanish, damn. Like, damn it, dammy.
I wanted to say dame because I bet you nobody's maybe said that one before because I speak Spanish.
Yeah, but that's like so like French, like kind of foo-foo. You know what I mean? I'm just American, red-blooded, just dammy. It's all good.
All right. Darryl, appreciate you being on the show. So today we're going to talk a little bit about his history. He was in radio. I mean, he's always had an entrepreneur spirit. He had a gold store. Now he's doing TV commercials, media for real estate investors with Bullseye Branding.
Branding, right? Yep.
Yeah. And actually, I saw your presentation back in 2019. And I know a lot of folks took advantage of it and I've kept in touch. And you guys did really well with that. And I'll let you talk about that in a little bit after asking a few questions. But let's go ahead and just kind of tell the audience, you know, a little bit about you and, you know, where you started and how you ended up helping folks like me and other people that used to flip houses or actually flip houses get some good deal flow.
You want the long version or the short version, man?
I have ADD, so let's do a short version.
The short summary of the life. I grew up in the woods in northern Arizona, and I had an entrepreneurial spirit since I was 10 years old. We had a blackberry patch at our house, and I used to walk around to the whole neighborhood and sell blackberries and, you know, for like 10 cents a pound. And my mom got mad because they were like $3 a pound at the store. You know, I always wanted to be on the radio and I was able to achieve that goal and become a morning radio DJ in Phoenix for a long time. Heck, from 1989 to 2008, I was on the air in Phoenix, Milwaukee, Vegas, Riverside, you know, all over the place. But Phoenix was my hometown. I wound up doing a morning show on Top 40 station here for a long time. Had a blast, but getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning sucked. And it's a lot harder than it sounds. Those guys that are on, right, you know, they make it sound so easy and it's a lot of work, you know, preparing for interviews and, you know, getting the show ready to go. So in 2008, I left and I'd saved up some money. I paid off all my debt. And that was right when gold was just booming. It was at $600-$700 when I started. And I opened up a gold store out in Palm Springs, traveled back and forth. I commuted. I came home on the weekends, went out there during the week. And we made millions, man. It was insane. It was awesome, but it was flipping. And that's really what it was, is it was flipping. And when they were writing all these articles in town, because we just blew up, they would ask what the secret was. And I tell everybody, I'm not a gold guy. I'm a marketer. And that's the whole thing about real estate and, you know, even being on the radio or the gold or anything that you're into that you need other people for, you're a marketer. And once you figure out the formula to get people to do what you want, whether it's on the radio running down the streets in their underwear or, you know, in gold coming in and selling their gold or in real estate, you know, going straight to seller and having people sell their houses, it's the same formula. You just got to figure it out. And it's the simplicity of the message and everything. So after the gold store, I did a little bit of talk radio, but Doug Hopkins, who has an incredible business out in Phoenix, you know, a real estate investor, we went to high school together. So we'd always been best friends, but, you know, we took different paths in our careers. And he was like, man, I need you to just come in and, you know, help me organize my company, help me run my company. And so I came in, he's a visionary. I'm a captain within the PI scale. I just came in, I learned Salesforce. I learned how to program it because I wanted it to do things, you know, I want to be able to track KPIs and none of that was set up. And we just started, you know, moving the needle, started moving the numbers. And we were using an ad agency at the time. This is the short version, Javier, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm enjoying it.
And we were using an ad agency at the time. And I was like making the buys for the ad agency. I was telling him exactly what to buy. And at that point, I was like, because we were attributing leads to commercials. And so I was like, well, I got the leads. If I get the commercials, I can figure out which commercials bring in the most leads. And let's just buy those and not buy the others. And eventually I went to Doug. I'm like, dude, why do we have a middleman? Why don't we just go straight to the TV stations and do this? And so we started it. And Doug also is partnered with Damon Lines out at Sellers Advantage in Los Angeles. So I started, very first market I started buying was LA, like the number two market in the entire country. And we cut his cost per lead in half. Then we decided to do it in Phoenix and Chicago because they were also operating out of Chicago. Same results happened. And then went out, presented at CG. You know, this is before my presentation, but just in one of the rooms. And we signed up Jared Irby and Jim Zaspel and a couple other guys. Irby
is Alabama, right?
Yeah, they're doing a whole Gulf Coast, man. Yeah. They're doing awesome. And so that was like, and also Phil Green out in San Diego. They signed up in like July of 19. They're still clients today. So I give that presentation on stage at CG, signed up 12 people, and it was just me doing it all on my own. And now I've got like 15, 16 clients at that point. So I started. Now, here's the one thing. Now, me as a marketer, one thing you have to do is you have to underpromise and overdeliver. Or else, you know, if people sign on, you're not giving them service, they're going to go away. And so what we started to do at that point was scale in early 2020. I hired another one of my best friends to come in and be my COO, John Caffeter. And I hired my favorite TV guy, you know, that I was buying TV in Phoenix. He worked at a TV station. I was like, well, man, I need somebody who works TV station to talk to the TV people because they know all the tricks. It's kind of like going in and buying a car. You don't know all the extra fees and what the real price is. So I hired, you know, now I've got two people from TV that work with us, hired data people and everything else. And I had actually stopped taking clients at that point because I wanted to make sure that we took care of everybody that we had. And once we got it filled out and we've got 7 or 8 employees now, we turned it back on. And I think we've got 30 members in CG who are clients. And we probably have another 25 to 30 outside of CG.
Wow. Yeah. So funny story about Phil Green. He's out in San Diego. I think it was Phil, right? You guys did a commercial for him and he was busy or something, right? And it wasn't even him. I think it was Kirby. Who was it?
Doug.
Doug. Yeah. Doug did his commercial. Like, hey, it wasn't Phil Green, right? But
no, he just said, I'm Doug Hopkins. And yeah, I'm Doug Hopkins.
Yeah. By your house. Right. But he was buying him for Phil. That was hilarious. Yep. And he worked out great.
He does that for Jim Zaspel too.
Oh, really? That's cool. Mm-hmm. Feels like, hey, it's working for me. So that's pretty cool. So going from the, what would you say, you know, as a marketer, right? You know, somebody trying to do it on their own, whatever it is, right? Whatever they decide to do, if it's, you know, making phone calls, sending mail, you know, trying to do some radio ads or TV ads, somebody wants to do it on their own because maybe they want to save a buck or two, right? I mean, what's the biggest mistake that you see people do? Because I know people who've done it to try to do it on their own. Trust me, I've seen it and like.
Yeah. Well, let me give you an example. When I started buying gold, I had a friend that was buying gold here in Phoenix since 2008. And he kind of showed me, you know, how you did a little tester. You scratch it on a rock, you put some acid on it. You can figure out what it is. And I was like, man, I could go around to yard sales. And I had talked to this guy twice, like maybe, and he showed me, I could go around to yard sales. And I just buy a bunch of stuff. So I went to this yard sale and there were some rings out there and I scratched them and, you know, oh crap, these look like gold. These are good. And so they didn't have prices on them. So I offered like 40% of what the gold price would be. So I would have made 60%. And they were like, yeah, no problem. Take them. And I was like, rock on. Cool. I just made 60%. I offered them like $200 or whatever. They weren't gold. They were metal. And what I didn't know is that the acid also won't eat through the metal. And so they look, it tests just like gold. I paid like $200 for $3 worth of rings.
Oh my God.
That's exactly what happens when people try to buy their own media, is that you don't know the tricks. You don't know the real true price. You don't know how they operate because they'll give you one rate for all 3 months. You know, they'll give you like a quarterly rate. Those rates jump up and down week to week because there's some weeks when they're sold out and there's other weeks when there's a lot of open inventory for commercials and they got to sell it because they, you know, you play the prices, right? Let's say there's 5 minutes of commercials during that break. You can't just like not have anything. So if you know that they're not sold out, you can get in there for like a quarter of the price that it typically would if there's nobody buying it. And so it's the same thing when you're imagine trying to buy a house and not really having the education of it. you're going to go in and buy a house. It's going to look beautiful. Everything's cool and everything. And then you buy that house and all of a sudden you find out the foundation's cracked, or you find out that the roof is 25 years old and it's got leaks. You didn't even know to look. All you looked at was the pretty paint job and all that. That's what people do when they try to buy TV and radio. And it happens. And that's why TV and radio has had such a bad reputation for so long with so many people, is because they try to do it themselves and it doesn't work. And I had a client in Orlando that was paying $700 a lead. I mean, it was stupid what he was paying. And he hired me. And within like the very first week, number one, I didn't buy the station he was buying. But number two, we bought what we knew worked. And we took him down to like $150 a lead in 1 week, like a quarter of what he was paying before, less than that, just because we knew what to buy and what to buy it at and how to buy it that way. So you don't save a buck by doing it yourself at all. You're actually wasting money, and you're also wasting an opportunity cost, because how much of that time you spend trying to put that buy together and negotiating it, could you have been out doing an appointment, buying a house that you might've made $10,000, $20,000, $30,000
on? Yeah, for sure. So another question that leads me to my next question, right? Say you have a full-time job, right? And you're flipping houses on the side. You're going to get started. There's certain things that you can do. Depends how much time you have, right? You don't want an overwhelming amount of leads, because you're going to have like a leaky bucket, right? Basically, yeah. Everything's going to fall through the cracks. You got to have, you know, somewhat more of a predictable kind of lead flow. So, you know, there's different things, you know, folks can do so they're not overwhelmed and they can work actually every lead. Even if they're okay flipping like one house every 3 months, right?
Yes.
Or maybe a house a month, whatever your flow is, but you can't start flipping 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 houses a month if you still have a full-time job. It's pretty damn hard. So what would you say to something like that? Would TV work for them?
Yeah. You know, there's a misconception about TV, and that people think that you're going to need a whole call center if you start advertising on TV. It doesn't work that way. The leads are anywhere from 100, depending on market size and how hot your market is. I'm anywhere from $100 to $400, $500 a pop, more on the lower side of that. But if you're in a big market, you know, LA or Phoenix, places like that, it could be $400 or $500 a pop. So if you spend $10,000 and it's $200 per lead, you're looking at, what is that? Crap, I'm horrible at math without my thing. It's probably like 50 or something like that. But
my dog's trying to guess. She said 50.
She said 50. So 10,000 divided by, yeah. So let's say, you know, you're going to get 50, 60 leads per week or per month. You divide that out by the week, you're looking at 15 leads a week or something like that.
Yeah, it's about a lead a day.
No, it's like probably two.
Almost two, right?
Yeah. And Saturday typically. So, you know, maybe 4 or 5 leads a day, but easily handleable. And, you know, you can definitely do it. I have a lot of guys who are doing everything on their own and they're able to handle it.
Yeah. So it's not bad. I mean, getting 1 or 2 leads a day is actually pretty good.
That's embarrassing.
If you're getting 10 leads a day, I mean, that's overwhelming if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
It's really hard to keep up with it, but definitely 1 or 2 a day is definitely doable.
Yeah.
You know, they're better leads, right? Because they're actually calling you, because it's not you're calling 10,000 people on a cold call. They're seeing your ad. You have a call to action and they're actually calling you, right? And then you got to cycle through the ones that don't want to sell, or, you know, or that just kind of want to get an idea or want above market, but right, you're going to get the ones that actually do want to sell.
It's a totally different conversation when they're calling you versus you calling them. Yeah. And then imagine all the labor and the time it takes to stack the lists and call the people or text the people, go through a whole bunch. It's also a total morale buster for your lead managers, because they get told to take a hike a million times before that one person says, yeah, I might be interested in that. Yeah, I'd much rather go through 15, 20 leads a week and have 5 that are super qualified than deal with all the other stuff.
Yeah, I know how that feels. When I used to date, I used to get rejected pretty often. So it was, it was brutal.
Exactly.
It was brutal. All right, true story. My daughter tells me all the time, Dad, you know, if mom saw you right now and you guys didn't know each other at the store and you talked to her, she would totally ignore you. I'm like, yeah, probably.
Pretty much.
Ignore me. That's why I had to get her young, you know? I had to get her young before she knew any better.
I met my wife when she was 18 years old and we got engaged several months later and that was it.
Yeah, well, I got married. My wife was 18 when she got married to me and I was 19, so.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
That was like 2 years ago, roughly.
Yeah. Congratulations on your 2-year deal and a daughter that's already talking.
16. Yep. I know, right? She's already driving. Actually, they went to the store and driving right now. That's hilarious. Funny. No, so I was super intrigued, right? When I saw your presentation And I know we had a conversation like, hey, I was in between, switching to multifamily, flipping houses. And even now just having this conversation with you is like, I get that itch, right? Like, yeah. You know, just like in here in North Carolina, you know, I could get something under contract and put it right on the MLS. Like, I don't have to even own it.
Oh, in a second.
Yeah, I don't have to own it. I just have to have a contract. I can put it in the MLS. And I tell my wife all the time, you know, there's so much money to be made right now. The market's like low inventory. You can pretty much throw anything on the market and it's going for 20, 30K above asking.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if investors out there aren't taking advantage of the market right now, it's a good time. If deals are a little bit tighter, you're still going to make more money.
What we're finding, like we're getting less leads here in Phoenix because Phoenix is, as everybody knows, kind of the hot spot of the country when it comes to real estate and every investor is here. But also the market is just on fire. I mean, it is every house sells within a weekend here. But one cool thing about TV is that you're reaching people who aren't on lists. And also there's a higher barrier to entry. So you don't have to battle it out with everybody over PPC or texting or calling. All those people are already getting, if you're on a list, you're getting 20 calls. But if you're on Wheel of Fortune, you may be sitting there watching it, just found out you got another job, you got to move to Texas in a couple of weeks, you got to move this house now. And when that commercial pops on, we're getting past all the lists and we're hitting people who aren't on a list. And boy, those are some good deals.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So then tell me kind of the process, the short version, right? Say somebody wants to say, reaches out, says, Darren, hey, I want to get some more information. Like, and they say, okay, I want to do this. Tell me what the process is for them.
You bet. First off, you just book an appointment, go to bullseye-branding.com. I think actually you can just go to bullseyebranding.com too. I mean, you just click, you know, book a consultation. We'll sit down together on a Zoom call and I can go through everything. If you have your own brand, want to make your own commercial, we kind of go through your website to make sure that it's optimized so that it can convert leads that come in. Typically, it's about a 4 to 6 week process from the get-go till we're actually running commercials on the air. One of the things we've been doing for a lot of people is creating new brands, because something that you want to remember with TV and radio is you want to keep your brand very memorable and you want to make it to where you can't confuse it with anything else. And so we've created a lot of brands for people, Easy Sell ATL, selltobobby.com is Bobby Suarez down in Miami. We've created a lot of brands for people, but one of the things we recently did is we acquired 1-800-SELL-NOW. And we've got the website, we got the trademarks, we have the telephone number, and we're creating that as a brand so that people can use that in their area. And if you sign up with that, it's pretty much plug and play. You can focus on buying houses and we don't even have a bunch of downtime between now and then to get you up and running. We could be running commercials in a week or two.
Oh yeah. That's pretty cool. So you kind of take all the work out of it. Instead of trying to rebrand whatever it is you want to do, just kind of take kind of a national brand, which kind of is a good thing as well. Right. Because
it is,
if somebody using it in another city, they see the same thing. Like, okay, these guys are big.
It is. Yeah. You know, so and good. Not only that, but if somebody in another city, like we all get out of town leads, if somebody in another city gets a lead from somebody who has a house to sell in your city, that lead's going to go to you because it's all based on the zip code of your area. So it also helps with SEO. It also helps with PPC because you're getting hits from all over the country and getting backlinks from all over the country so people can search you easier. It's kind of like a co-op where everybody's going in, paying a little bit of their fair share for their markets, but it's helping the brand out as a whole, which then helps out each individual.
Cool. So how did your numbers change, right? Like around April, May of last year when everybody was home watching TV?
It was interesting. So the very first thing that we did was we canceled every TV buy that we had 1 week and we told them to send us new rates because it went from normal to, you know, everybody home watching TV, but also on the other hand, everybody canceling their TV buys because all the restaurants were closed, the theme parks, the car dealerships, everybody canceled. So going back to what we talked about earlier, it's all about the inventory. There was so much available inventory. Yeah. So we got so many free commercials and the commercials that we did buy were at a such discounted rate because everybody else was canceling. The numbers of leads went through the roof. The numbers of deals that we personally signed in Phoenix took a hit in March and April. Part of that was because a lot of the end buyers, you know, the people that we sell to, stopped buying because they were freaked out, wondering.
Yeah, for 2 months, everybody kind of like stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. We had our best months ever in May, June, and July, but we were selling houses that came in April and May. And since then, it's just been gangbusters, man. It's the exact opposite. That's why I'm not an economist. Last March, I would have thought we were headed for a depression, everybody losing their jobs, everybody, you know, unemployed and no money. The exact opposite has happened. And it's not really natural that that's happened, but, you know, Dave, ride the roller coaster, baby.
There you go. Right. Yeah. Ride it. Make sure the seatbelt's on.
Yeah.
Want to fly off. But yeah, definitely a crazy time last year. But it's very interesting how your numbers kind of changed. It paused for 2 months, but, you know, you're still making money from the previous ones, right? So I still had a few houses to sell last year, and I sold them during COVID. It was no problem.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it was actually, you know, sold fairly fast because nobody was letting anybody in during COVID, right? My houses were vacant. So yeah, go ahead and walk in. It was not a big deal for me.
Those who stayed in the game, there was a couple of clients who canceled, but those who stayed in the game, like, it was great for them.
That's awesome. So how do people get a hold of you? You said Bullseye.
Go to bullseyebranding.com.
Branding.com. Okay.
And it just says book a consultation right there at the bottom of the website. You know, just book a consultation. We can sit down and talk, go over what you do in your market. We are market exclusive. So if we already have clients in that market, but I'll tell you right out the gate, we can still have a conversation and everything, but I just don't want to waste anybody's time. But also 1-800-SELL-NOW is just launching. And, you know, we've got 15, 20 markets that have filled up already, but it's the really early stages of that. So there's lots of opportunity there as well. So there's lots of opportunity to jump on this. We can definitely make people some money.
Awesome. And all the links and everything will be on the show notes for everybody to go back later and take a look at them. So cool. Daryl, Matt, I appreciate your time. And it's time of the show to bring out the Naked Truth Roulette.
I love it.
So I'm going to ask you four random questions, and you're a straight up guy. So I'm not going to give you a pass on any of these.
No holds barred, brother. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me bring this up. I'm going to share my screen.
Is this like Zoom spin the bottle? Am I going to have to try to kiss you or something?
Nah, nothing here. I should put that on there. It's not bad, right? Get it. Blow me a kiss. There we go. All right. The Naked Truth Roulette. Let's see. Question number one. Let's roll. All right. Would you rather be a hero or a villain for the day?
The fact that I even have to think about that tells you a lot about me, huh?
There you go.
I definitely would rather be a hero for the day. The person I respect the most in this world is Hat Tillman from the Arizona Cardinals, who gave it all, for, you know, walked away from an incredible NFL career. And I don't think anybody will ever look at me that way, because I don't think I'll ever accomplish something or have the guts to do what he did. But I definitely like heroes better than villains.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, Pat Tillman. Yep. Or Army Ranger. All right, let's go. Question number two. What we got coming up? Oh, if we get this one here, I'm going to be definitely very curious. Yeah, very curious. What cartoon was your favorite as a kid?
That's a good one. You know, it's weird, man. When I was a kid, so I kind of watched cartoons, but I was always one of those people that watched, like, game shows and stuff like that. Like, I was always trying to learn as a kid. I remember Tic-Tac-Toe and stuff like that. Favorite cartoon character? I don't know, man. I guess it was probably Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Hey, how about your favorite game show? What was it?
Favorite game show? Yeah, I really did like that Tic-Tac-Toe. Do you remember that one?
I remember that one. I remember this one that was like the whammy. Would go around in circles.
Pressure luck. I was trying to figure out, and I think somebody actually did figure that out. I was the guy who tried to figure out the pattern.
There you go.
And there was a pattern to where right before it hit one, it would go to the 5,000 right after that. And if you hit it when it hit that, when the lights lit up that one, you could win. Somebody figured it out. That would be me, because I'm all about data. And I would figure that out, man.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Let's go. Third question. All right. If you can pick another time to live in, future or the past, what time would that be?
The Wild West, 1880s.
1880s.
I love, number one, just being outdoors and everything. But I'd be out west in like the 1880s. It looks like it would have been a good time.
Texas or Arizona?
Yeah, I'd probably be dead at the age of like 23. I'd like get drunk and at a poker match in some saloon and get shot. But it would have been fun for the first 20 years, I guess.
There you go. All right, last question. All right, what's the best Wi-Fi name you've seen?
You know, it's weird. I haven't seen, like, I think of a bunch that you could put just to upset your neighbors or something like that. But I haven't really seen anybody put, you know, you've seen FBI van and different things like that. But I don't know, man. Gosh, I wish I had better answers for you. I just genuinely don't. Can I give you an answer to one that I thought you were going to ask?
What's that?
So I thought one of the things that would come up on this wheel was something like the worst choice you ever made or your biggest failure or something like that. And I got a good one for this one. And it's a very good lesson to learn. It's that don't fight over principle. When I owned the gold store, there was a competitor that was falsely advertising and we were making a lot of money. But they were blatantly falsely advertising and they were stealing a lot of money from senior citizens, you know, because they were saying that they were paying like 90 some odd percent for your gold. And we knew that they weren't. And I sued them in federal court. And I spent 2 years and $2.5 million. And I even remember one of the very first conversations I had with the lawyer. They said, now you do understand, you know, this could cost in the millions. And I remember saying, I don't even care if this sinks my company because it's the right thing to do. And it didn't sink my company and I won that lawsuit, but they immediately filed for bankruptcy. So I didn't get a penny, but I used 2 years of opportunity cost and I paid those lawyers $2.5 million. So in essence, I lost $2.5 million, even though I won $2.5 million because I never got paid. And it was all based on principle. So the amount of time that I wasted going after these guys, even though it was the right thing and I was in the right, that's the biggest business lesson I've learned. And I've tried to pass that along to people that I've seen are upset about something and they want to fight about it or whatever. Sure. I'm like, dude, drop it. Just move on. That $10,000 is not worth the pain you're going to feel. You know what it's like? Yeah. It's like having a voodoo doll of yourself and sticking yourself with it. That's really what it is, man, because every penny you're paying, it's like hating somebody is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies from it. Like, makes no sense. Like, they don't know you hate them. So don't do that. That honestly, man, that's my biggest lesson in life from a business perspective.
Yeah. So, yeah, I asked this question during interviews, you know, yeah, what is the biggest mistake? And that was actually, or something somebody regrets or they wish they would have done separate. So,
well, it happens all the time.
That's definitely, you know,
it can be as simple as road rage. You know what I'm saying? Somebody cuts you off and flips you off. And now all of a sudden you've just like become a different person and you're mad and you're chasing them or you're doing something stupid. It's like, just let it go, man. I guess maybe as I'm getting older now, I kind of see that. Like, why? What good is it going to do? It can only hurt you. So, and I'm not in this to hurt myself anymore. You know, I don't want to hurt myself. It already hurts enough when I wake up in the morning.
Oh, man, Darren, appreciate your honesty.
I know, sure. Man, I told you I'm an open book, man. And that's one thing. Hey, really quick, Javier, anything that with our clients, we're partners in business. And me as a COO and also talking to so many other, you know, different real estate agents and investors, you know, it's almost like joining another mastermind when you work with Bullseye Branding to where we're sharing ideas. I'm going into everybody's Salesforce because I know how to do Salesforce. And they're all, you know, working with Stephanie Betters now and I'm helping them get it set up and hey, here's some good practices. And it's not just about an ad agency. You're really bringing on a partner in your business that you don't have to pay 50% of everything you make to.
And actually, you just made a great point there too, because you also have other data to analyze, right? What's working. So we're here, let's try it over here. What's working here, what's not working. So you got all kinds of data, right?
It's all in, like, it's all artificial intelligence now to where all the data goes into one central clearinghouse. And I can pull up like the Southeast and I can see out of all the clients we have in the Southeast, which types of state, which networks are working, which shows are working, which ones are bringing in the most appointments and contracts, which ones bring in the most profit. So when we go into a new market, we already know what works in your market because we have clients all over the country. And, you know, I don't give you any of their personal information, but we certainly, if we find a diamond in the rough someplace, you know, you're in North Carolina, let's say we find diamond in the rough in Jacksonville or Georgia or, you know, someplace like that, we're sure as heck going to be able to try it with you, and we'll try it, you know, when we know it's going to work.
For sure. Yeah. You're getting me all excited. Like, okay. I remember I sent getting me all excited. Now I was like, let's, you know, just be nice. You can make a 20-30K pretty easily net just with doing TV. I mean, hey, I know it. I've talked to you probably half of your clients. I know, half of your clients. So
I don't know how long your show is, but let me give you one closing story. This is awesome. So I have these two clients in Columbus, Ohio. They're not CG members, and they're both Syrian immigrants. And one came over here, they're cousins. One came over here 5-10 years ago, and the other one came over here like 2-3 years ago. And they're hustlers, man. They work their butts off, but they listen. And I tell them, like, you know, hey, you got to answer every phone call that comes in, respond to every web lead within 3 minutes, do all these in-person appointments and everything. These kids were doing a couple deals a quarter before, right? They signed on with us. And I said, man, if you just do, you know, this formula here, you're going to rock it. We just had a conversation today. They've spent $26,000 on TV and they've made $276,000 just in the past 3 months.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, you are the American dream, man. Like, you came over here, you know, leaving a country that was in distress. You came over here with literally nothing. And because you're willing to work hard and because you're willing to lay it all out on the line, you guys are at a 10 times ROI because you're doing what needs to be done and working hard. And this is what America is. So for all those people that say the American dream is dead and all this other stuff, no, the American spirit in some people is dead. But those who still believe in the American dream and those who still want to get up in the morning, those who still want to work hard and those who are honest and just do good business, man, the American dream is alive and well. It's incredible. So that was so rewarding seeing two dudes. We've changed their lives, but they changed their own lives because if they hadn't called us, they were the ones who took the first step, you know? So yeah, that's nobody's awesome. Lucky.
And one of the things you said was they listen, right? They got to follow the advice.
They listen. You know, some of the hardest clients are the ones who have been around forever because they're stuck in their ways. And they're like, nah, I don't want to, can't change this, can't change that. And it's like, dude, like, all you got to do is a couple tweaks here, man. And you're going to increase it by 25-30%. Ah, but we've been doing this way forever. Well, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, getting a different result.
Yeah, for sure. That's right. That's definitely right. Well, Darren, I appreciate it. I appreciate your time and taking this afternoon and hanging out with us for the last 30, 45 minutes. I really appreciate it. Any last words, anything you'd like to say?
That's probably the worst question you could probably ask a former talk show.
I know. You're full of stories, man. You're full of stories, which I love.
I could go on for 2 hours, brother. I learned how to talk for hours without a commercial break. So,
we'll do 2.0. We'll do a 2.0 interview and let's see what you guys got coming up. So I appreciate your time again. And this is Javier Hinojo. Don't lose your shirt.
Time consuming, it can be very scary. It could be like trying to get somewhere without a roadmap. So that's why I created this due diligence list when I buy a property. When I buy an apartment building, or even a mobile home park, you can use it for mostly pretty much any commercial property. But this one specifically is for a multifamily. It could be a 6-unit, it could be a 600 unit. You can use it for what you like. So go ahead and sign up, put your name, email. I'll send you the free link to my due diligence. This is what I've used to buy hundreds and hundreds of units, if not thousands of units. So sign up, you get my link. You get an Excel sheet as well. And also we use the software, project management software, monday.com. Feel free to sign up for a free trial. I do have an affiliate link. You don't pay any extra. They just pay me a small fee. Don't have to use it. You have the Excel spreadsheet, but if you use monday.com, it's actually a lot better, a lot smoother, a lot prettier, and you can do a whole bunch of other stuff. There's even a video there I created in the link. So check the link, sign up, and this is my giveaway for you guys. Thank you so much. Take care.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.